Love has won. I think I said this at Christmas, I'm going to say it again. There is no sugaring the pill. This year has been absolutely awful. But on this day, on Easter Day, we look to something that is greater even than the suffering that we have endured this year. Easter declares loudly and clearly that the beginning of the end is here, that Jesus has defeated death. This is the beginning of the end of all that is wrong in this world. At the heart of the Christian message stands the resurrection. The faith that we live by stands or falls on the basis of this event in history. Love has won. Can we say that in this, the year of the global pandemic? Can we honestly say death has been defeated? It'll feel like a big ask for some this year. And you could well be forgiven and understood if you are really struggling with that message today, if you are in a place of grieving. But I want to suggest this morning that there is good cause to place our faith in the resurrection of Jesus Christ and to believe that death is defeated ultimately. There is very strong historical evidence to suggest that the laws of nature were defied and that Jesus rose from the grave. The grave clothes had collapsed. The body was gone. In 6 weeks following the resurrection, there were more than 500 eyewitness accounts of people who claimed to have met with, eaten with, and walked with Jesus. More than 500 in the 6 weeks following. Those that loved him were completely transformed. You could not have faked the transformation. They went from a place of despair to a place of rapturous joy. The church was born, and it grew. It grew rapidly. This was not a risk-averse group of people. They spoke boldly about their faith. That came from somewhere. Not to mention the more than billion people today who testify to a lived relationship with a risen Jesus. That's not something you have experience of, but you would like to. I'd love to chat to you about joining us on Alpha next term. Former Lord Chief Justice Lord Darling said, "In its favour, as living truth, there exists such overwhelming evidence, factual and circumstantial, that no intelligent jury in the world, I repeat, no intelligent jury in the world could fail to bring that the resurrection story is true." Love has won. And this has implications for our lives. This has implications for us today. Because the power and the love that rose Jesus from the grave is with us now, can be with us today. Bill Hybels, the founder of Willow Creek Community Church in America with attendance of 24,000, said the local church is the hope of the world. And that is one of my deepest convictions. The local church, us, this place, this house of prayer, can be the hope of our community. If we believe that love has won, it has the power to transform us from the inside out. Love can fill us and burst out of us. And then we just get to stand back and watch what God does. I want to close with words by a poet called Isaac Wimberley. And as I read these words, please do just let your heart sing out in a praise to him. This is a kind of Mary's Magnificat for the 21st century. "If there are words for him, I don't have them. My brain has not yet reached a point where it can form a thought that would adequately describe the greatness of my God. My lungs are not developed enough to breathe out the greatness of his love. My voice is so inhibited, so restrained by human limits. If there are words for him, I don't have them. My God, his grace is remarkable, his blessings innumerable, his strength impenetrable. He is unsearchable and yet knowable. He is indefinable and yet approachable. He is indescribable and yet personal. He is beyond comprehension, constant through generations, King of every nation. If there are words for him, I don't have them. He has won my heart, captured my mind, defeated me in my rebellion and conquered me in my sin. He has welcomed me into his presence and completely invited me in. If there are words for him, I don't have them. But what I do have is good news, because God knew that man-made words would never do. So he sent his son Jesus Christ as the word. Praise him for his name, that he willingly stood in our place, that he lovingly endured the grave, that he battled our enemy and on the third day rose again in victory. He is everything that was promised. It's not just the words that I proclaim. My words point to the word, and the word has a name. Hope has a name. Joy has a name. Peace has a name. Love has a name. And that name is Jesus Christ. Praise his name forever. Friends, love has won. Love has won. Happy Easter to you all.